So reading from Ushul Nilamani, we're continuing to discuss chapter 4, Sakhi Prakaran, the varieties of different lovers of Krishna, specifically in Vrindavan, headed by Srimati Radharani, Lita Vishaka and Nasha Sakhis. And now there are different characteristics, their feelings, their moods, and they're broken down into three major categories: Mugda, innocent, simple, beginning lover, and Madhya, or Dira Madhya Radharani. She's something innocent, but very experienced. Then there's Pragalbha. Pragalbha means bold, proud, mature, full experience of all the ways and means of romantic affairs, and quite bold in her activities. And Pragalbha Nayak is best depicted by Lalita Sakhi. So we're describing the different qualities of the Pragalbha Nayak. And there's run the verse 50. This is the seventh quality. We said she's bold and proud. And we heard about, last time we discussed, we heard about her very bold and proud speech. Ati prodokti. Ukti rokti means speech, and prodha means proud in Sanskrit. P-R-A-U-D-H-A. P-R-O-U-D, English. Ati means excessive, lots of, heavy. Heavy bold, very bold. And then we heard an example of that from Padyavali. Now the next, the seventh quality of the Pragalbha Nayak is in verse number 50, Ati Prada Cheshta. Cheshta, of course, means her activities, her actions, her movements. You heard about her speech, actions, and speech. They say actions speak louder than words. But in Alita's case, her actions are loud and her words are loud. So watch out, Krishna. Dangerous. Svati Prodacheshta. Sakyas Tavananga Ratnotsave Aduna. Nanarta Mukta Latika Stanopadi. Utplutya Yasya Saki Nayakash Chalo. Diram Muhur Me Prajahara Kostubam. Very bold actions. And this is a small interaction here between a couple of Sakhis and Radharani. Some Sakhis of the opposing party to Radharani, Radharani's rivals, which are primarily Chandravali and her group. As Radharani has her Dalita Vishaka, her chief rival Sakhi Chandravali has her Padma and Shaibya. So Krishna and Chandravali have just finished their intense amorous delighting. Then the chief Sakhi of Chandravali, who's named Padma, she comes and finds them together in a kunja. She arrives in the kunja, Vrajani Kunj, and she finds her Yuteshwari, Chandravali, intimately meeting and happily meeting and fortunately meeting with Sri Krishna. So now there's three of there, Krishna and two of his Nayakas, his heroines or lovers, Chandravali and her supporter Padma. So Krishna, as he always does with Radharani also, he's pretty consistent in his naughty behavior. He treats most of his lovers in the same way. He enjoys them and induces them and seduces them and excites them to infinite proportions and degrees, and they go crazy in love and serving him and pleasing him in every possible way. Then when it's all said and done, and the supporting and loving companions of that Sakhi leader arrive, and Krishna takes it upon himself to embarrass to completely embarrass and shame the lady love he's just enjoyed thoroughly and immensely. So the ladies might think, oh, how cruel, how selfish, how egoistic, how nasty. Probably all these things are true. That's the aspect of Krishna. But because he's so irresistible and so sweet, they say, Krishna's Kaviraj says that Krishna, the gopis, they consider that Krishna is like hot sugar cane juice. Do you know Ganaras? Ganaras means sugar cane juice. It's nice, cool, and refreshing. But if you heat it up to a boiling, then it's too hot to drink and too sweet to resist. So that's what the Sakis say about Shamsundar. Oh, he's so naughty, and he just enjoys me, and he's all over me in the kunja. And then afterwards, he doesn't show any gratitude or any humility. He just comes out and he says, "Oh, look at my chest! See, Chandravali scratched my chest. Oh, she's very naughty, huh?" He doesn't have to say that, you know. They will understand that some things are better not spoken, you know, or at least privately. Oh, Chandravali, but Krishna's into boasting. Krishna loves to boast. He loves to boast. He loves to show off, and he loves to... Ready, ready. Is it locked or just closed?
No, it's
not locked. Just open it. Ready. Haro. Okay, Bankaro. You're the chokidari. We have an official Hindustani chokidari. You're the chokidari for the Videshis. Righty, righty. Eat it up. I mean, Samne. Come closer. So then Krishna's boasting. So the gopis, they feel like, oh, he exploits us and he enjoys us to the maximum degree. Without holding, we don't hold back anything. He won't let us. And we give up our name and fame and shame and bodies and minds and hearts and everything for his pleasure. And then he turns around and embarrasses us right in front of our sakis, our best girlfriends. That's not nice. You know? So they... gopis, when they get together, they say, "This Krishna, this Shamsundar, he's like hot sugar cane juice. He's too hot to resist. No, too hot to swallow, too hot to drink, and too sweet to resist. Ganaras is both sweet, both misty. But if you boil it, then, looking at it, what's so good, like, it's too hot. It's like you go to some Indian festival and they serve you hot sweet rice, special feature of India. Devotees from the West, they may wonder about that when they first come. Say, wait a minute, we make sweet rice in our temples the night before. It's like cooking all night even, some good sweet rice. And several low burners and gets really thick. And then we put it in the refrigerator at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning of the next day, and then Sunday. By 4 or 5 in the evening, we serve out that sweet rice. And, well, you know, you can figure out what that's like. It's like creamy cold, you know. Creamy cold and icy sweet. It's fantastic. You know, like a summer day in Los Angeles when it goes all the way up to, you know, 29. Very blistering hot summer day in Los Angeles when it's 29 degrees centigrade. Wow. Cold lemonade and cold street rice. Ah. So now you come to India and you go to Navadvip for the festival of Mahaprabhu, Avirbhav, Gaur Purnim. And on Monday you're staying and they have big utsav next day. Jagannath Mishra Utsav. And then a big feast, they serve all the bhaktas, Gaur bhaktas, Gaudiya bhaktas. And they serve at the end, they serve the sweet rice. Ah! oh, good, sweet rice. Oh, it looks really good. You know, nice, some raisins and kishmish and little charangi, these little black nuts and stuff. Okay, oh my God, it's so hot. My God, there's steam running off it. And the guy's serving it, pot is steaming as they're going down the aisle. And you finish everything, you're looking and it's too hot. And then you think, how to cool this thing off? And then you're waiting, and you say, I don't want to wait, so you just pour it on your plate. You pour it on your plate and you spread it around and let it cool down, you know. And once it cools down, you pour it back into your cup, and then, you know, haribo. So this is Krishna. He's too hot to resist and too sweet to resist and too hot to drink. So he comes out of the kunj after enjoying with Chandravali, and then he starts describing her Ati Protochesta. This is my Nayaka, and she's a Pragalba Nayaka, Chandravali, and she's exhibiting the qualities of Pragalba, bold, heavy, unsubmissive lover of mine, like Lalita. And she showed her qualities of Atiproda Cheshta, very bold activities and actions. So now Krishna finishes his love encounters with Chandravali and comes out and says, Hey Padma, Shuniye. And then he embarrasses Chandravali by saying this. My Sakhi Padma, your Sakhi Chandravali and I were fully absorbed in our festive amorous battle. Anangarana Utsava. Aduna means excessive, intense. Festive means utsav. Anangarana Utsava. Ananga Ranotsava. Ananga Sakitava. You are Saki, Sakitava. Tavananga Ranotsava Aruna. We were enjoying a festival of Ananga. Ananga means Cupid, Kandarpa. A festival of ecstatic, amorous delights. And how was it? Said the necklace, the mukta, mukta means pearls. The pearl necklace on her breasts were dancing. Nanartha mukta latika stanupari. They were jumping up and down. During the dancing of your sakhi necklace, the reckless chief pearl on her necklace jumped down on my chest and beat my innocent Kaustubha jewel. Oh, poor Krishna. Should call some first aid department, you know. Call a doctor. Heavy punishment was inflicted in the kunja, jail. The warden of the jail gave him a thorough thrashing with her necklace, jumping up and down on his chest, which indicates some very interesting pastimes. It's called Viparita Samyog. And if you know what it means, very good. If you don't worry. So this is how he's embarrassing her. She's exhibiting the quality of Ati Protochesta, extremely bold and proud and bold actions like a proud, matured lover. And that's okay. Krishna relished it. He enjoyed it. That's why he chose to be with her on this particular night, because he didn't feel like being with a dira madhya nayaka like Radharani. And he didn't feel like being with a mugda, innocent, immature, pouting, whimpering little young lover like Danya or some of the junior sakis. He wanted to have a night out with a heavy lover. And afterwards he says, oh, look at this. So this is Rupa Goswami's Ujjala Nilamani. And it says, then Chandravali, because she is, so she was engaged in bold actions, which are described here, prodachesta, ati prodachesta. Ati means excessive, really bold, excessively bold and aggressive cheshta actions. And then to top it off, she mixed that quality of the Pragava Nayaka with a prior quality we already discussed, number 7, called Ati Produkti. Rati Produkti. Ukti. Ukti means speech or words. You know Sanskrit? You know Hindi? So they're like brother, sister. Or like, say, mother, daughter, I should say. Sanskriti Mata. I don't know either one. But I'm just explaining whatever my guru has revealed to me. Ati Produkti. So her proda quality of being bold and proud. So now she, Chandravali's listening. Acha. Now Shyam is embarrassing me by divulging all our intimate romantic activities together in front of my companion Padma. That's not very nice. So then Chandravali replies in her Ati Produkti way. So now let me see your Kaustubha gem beat the big pearl in the middle of my dancing necklace. So this is a very, very intimate scene being described here to illustrate Krishna's incredible love affairs, because this is the chapter about his lovers. Varieties of heroines means the Nayakas, Nayaka varieties, how you say, Nayaka Gan, or a different group of his lovers, and all their different ways and feelings that they interact with Krishna. So he's saying, she said, listen, Padma, your Sakhi's pearl necklace beat up my Kaustubha. And he's trying to make Chandravali look bad for that. So Chandravali is not about to take that sitting down. If she was a Mugdha Nayaka, which means a very innocent, soft, immature Nayaka, when Krishna says like that, she would start crying. Why are you doing like that for my Sakhi? She's not nice. She would cry. She would whimper. But then Chandravali is not going to take this sitting down. So she said, okay, let's... Oh, Krishna, your poor Kaustubha gem was beat up by my dancing pearl, the big pearl in the middle of my necklace. So let me see your powerful Kaustubha money, which shines like the blazing red sun. It's red in color, by the way. Let me see your Kaustubha beat up my pearl. In other words, I beat you up. Okay, fight back, man. Come on. So she's really feisty, Chandravali. So these are the two chief lovers of Krishna, Radha and Chandravali. One's Pragava, and one's in between Pragava and Mugdha. It's called Madhya. Madhya, middle. And that's Radharani. She's balanced. So this, the next quality is number... verse number 51, chapter 4 of Ujjala Nilamani. This quality is talking about man, anger. So we heard about the boldness of speech and then the boldness of activities or actions. Now we're going to hear about their different types of jealous anger. And there's actually three degrees of being jealous, angry because of envy or jealousy. So it starts off with the most excessive form of jealous anger. And jealous anger in Sanskrit is called man. Everyone has been to Barsana to Man Kutir, one of the four heads of Brahma, Charparvat. One is the Man Parvat and Dan Parvat and the temple is Man Parvat, Dan Parvat, Vilas Parvat. It's called Gar. Dangar, Mangar, Vilasgar, and then the main Mandir. So these are the four. Charparvat, Charmukh, four faces of Brahma, became four mountains of Barsana to serve Radharani. Her palace and home are situated on one head of Brahma. That's called Wangar. Then there's Vilasgar, Mangar, and Dangar. So in Mangar, there's what we call the Man Mandir on the top, to celebrate Radharani's entering a mood of man. There are four basic types of meeting Krishna and four basic types of separation. Yoga and Viyog. Yoga and Viyog are also called Sambhog and Avipralamba or Viraha. Sambhog means meeting and enjoying together. Raslila, Kunjalila, Jalkeli, Banbihar, Bhojan, Holi, Julan, all these lilas are sambhog. Then viraha or viyog. Viyog means union or joining together. Viyog means separate. Viyog, no joining. So viyog or viraha. Viprilamba means this purva rag, before Radha and Krishna meet as young pre-teenagers, they're already in love before they hit their teens. And it's called purva, prior or beginning love. And then there's prem-vaichitya, feeling separation even in the direct presence of the Lord, prem-vaichitya. Then there's pravas rag is when a lover goes to a faraway place, leaves Nandagram and goes to Kamban, or all the way back somewhere in Madhavan, herding the cows, which is very far from Barsana. That's called pravas or durvas. And then there's if he goes far away to Mathura and Dwarka. These are four types of separation. So man is one of the types of viyog or separation. So when we talk about the pragalba heroine or the bold, proud nayaka, then she exhibits three different degrees of jealous anger or man. The first example Rupa Goswami Pad gives in Ujjal Nilamani is man, which is extremely harsh. Verse 51. Mane yatyanta karkasha. Karkasha means harsh. Harsh man. Atyanta. It's the anta. It's the very end of. There's harsh. Harsh means very hard and pinching and excessive anger to the last degree. Atyanta karkasha man. And the example comes from Uddhav Sandesh, which is Rupa Goswami's own book. Medindyam te lutati dayata malatim lana pushpa. Tishtan dware ramani viman kidyate padmanabha tam choni dhra shapayasi nisham rodayanti vayasya mane kaste nava madhurima tam tu nalokayami. So this is these 3 degrees of man, or of course the softest one is gentle man, which is called dhira. Then there's some gentle, some harsh. It's called dhira, adhira. And then there's adhira, harsh. Adhira, or harsh man. So this is described. And the translation here is this. Mane chatyanta karkasha. In jealous anger, this lover of Krishna, the Pragava Nayaka, is extremely harsh and bitter. Atyanta karkasha. One Sakhi named Bokula Mala addresses Shamala, who is a friendly Sakhi of Radharani. Shamala has just spurned Krishna out of jealous anger. Spurned means rejected. She has just rejected Krishna out of her jealous anger, man, by saying, "Your garland of malati flowers has now wilted and fallen on the ground." She's speaking this. Bakumala is addressing Shamala, who just threw Krishna out. She says, "Listen, Sakhi, O Sakhi Shamala, your malati mala is all wilted and fallen on the ground. O Sundari Shamala, Krishna is standing at the door of your kunj. He's very unhappy and depressed. If you throw away this night just sleeping, you will make all your friends weep. Now you are showing a state of jealous anger. Mane atyanta karkasha. But what has happened to your ever fresh sweetness? I don't see your sweet behavior anymore." So she's been extremely harsh. She's upset and angry with Krishna for a cause, hoituki man, or no cause, ahoituki. Man with a cause or man without a cause is not told. So this is an example of very harsh. Krishna hasn't gone away. Maybe he came late, and maybe he was with another gopi, and there's signs of him enjoying another gopi on his body, like some smudges of kajal and some lipstick or whatever, kumkum on his chest from embracing another gopi. But still, he's standing at the door of the kunj of Shamala, and begging, and she said, "No, you stood me up, you went with another girl. Okay, that was then, now is now. That was then, now is now." They have a phrase, if you're not with the one you love the one you're with. That's the motto of the playboy. If you know what that, you know, the gallant hero, the romantic man who has many lovers and many girlfriends. If you're not with the one you love, love the one you're with. So Krishna says, "Okay, that one's done. I'm at your door. I'm ready to serve you, ready to be with you." And she says, "No way." And then her sakis are saying, "Come on. You were so excited and all looking so sweet and attractive and appealing and so much eager to meet Krishna. And so he came a little late, but it's not that late. It's only 12:30 in the night, and the sun doesn't rise till 7:30 because it's the winter time. So what's your problem, Sakhi? Listen, you have 7 solid hours of Krishna alone in the kunj, and we're all here to support you and encourage you. Why are you showing this?" So that she's getting rebuked by her own sakis. "Come on. So this is the extent of this harsh anger of the Pragava Nayaka. So that was the heavy one. Now this is the light one. When the heavy bald lover shows heavy man, she's really heavy. Now when the Pragava Nayaka shows three types of man, one is super heavy, one is little heavy, and one is not a little heavy and not super heavy. Because whatever she does, she's a Pragava Nayaka. It's going to be heavy. Because she's a heavy lover. So this is in there in verse 53. This particular, she alternates. This Pragava Nayaka, this heavy, bold, mature, aggressive, confident and proud lover of Krishna, the Pragava Nayaka, she alternates between burning, although she's burning with jealousy and man, she pretends to show respect or indifference to love affairs and maintains her complete self-control. I'm okay, I'm not disturbed. She's burning with jealousy. So this is called the Dira Pragava Man. She's a bold lover, but she's being very subdued. So then there's an example of this Dira Pragava Man of the Pragava Nayaka in verse 51. No, excuse me. What is that now? 53. Dear Pragava. Udaste surate dira. Savahita chasadara. Oh, that's the Sanskrit for what I just said. Although she burns with jealousy, she pretends to show respect or indifference to love affairs. So it's avahita. Avahita means she covers. She covers. Surate means love affairs. So now the example is in 54. Special sound effects. Some kuta kalaha. Kalaha means arguments. Kuta kalaha, maybe husbands and wife or something. And it's called prem kalaha. Love fights or love arguments. Text 54 to show the example of the Dira Pragava Man, or somewhat mild jealous anger. This is one Sakhi is speaking to the Sakhi named Pali. And excuse me, I made a mistake. This is Bhadra. Bhadra Sakhi, I think she's neutral party, or maybe in Chandravalis. She's speaking to Krishna. Deva Nadya Mayarchiteti Nahare Tambalam Aswaditam. Nahare Tambalam Aswaditam. Very simple, that's like Hindi. Nahare Tambalam Aswaditam. Hari, I'm not going to taste your tambul. Tambul means your betel nuts, you know, pan. You know, they fold the pan leaf over and inside there are betel nuts and red katecha powder, katechu and limestone chorna powder and some coconut or raisins and other pepper, everything they can put inside. Some misri, rock candy, many different ways to make the pan. It's called tambalam. The whole pack is called tambal. And betel nuts, one of the ingredients. Betel nuts wrapped with a pan leaf. But generally Indians call it pan. But technically in Sanskrit it's called tambal batika. A little pack of tambal. There's tambal for the spring season, there's tambal for the winter, there's tambal for the summer. There's six seasons in Krishna Lila. There's Sadrituvan. There's six different forests around Radhakund and six different forests in the Braj, where Krishna can enjoy any season, any temperature, any environment, any ambience, any type of flower, fruits of all different seasons in these Sadrituvan. In Radhakund, in the Madhyan Lila, there are seven forests. There is a Sadritugan. There's spring. There's spring, and then there's dry summer, then wet summer. Then there's rainy season. And then there's fall. And then there's dry winter and wet winter. So it comes out to six seasons. So there's six different forests. In each one of those six forests, one particular season predominates. The intensity of the sun is just like that season in Vrindavan or North India, what we call today. And that temperature is the same, the humidity is the same winter flowers or spring flowers are blossoming, the same birds are silent or the same or different birds are speaking. Like in the winter and spring, and fall, you don't hear the koel, the cuckoos, in Vrindavan. The cuckoos only sing in the summertime. And the peacocks are quiet until the shravan, monsoon time. Then the peacocks, you never hear peacocks. Maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, telling the bhaktas to get up from Mangalartik. But otherwise, in the shravan mass, rainy season, they're just all night long. Because the clouds are going boom, and it's raining, rainy season. All night long they're singing. One group is singing to another. Of course now you hardly any left. But when we used to live in Ramen Reti in 1987, 89, till 5 years I was staying in Ramen Reti, 89 92, that's three. Or no, 87, I can't keep track. 87 to 89, Ramen Reti, then Sevakunj, and then back to Ramen Reti. So maybe out of my 17 years in Vrindavan, about 10 years in that side, Ramen Reti. And at night, you could hear, rainy season, hundreds of peacocks. One group is in some corner of the forest, haw, haw, haw. And then they're talking to another group, haw, haw, haw. And you could, haw, 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 haw. 50 peacocks over there, haw, haw, haw. And then somewhere in the distance, one eighth of a kilometer. Wow, 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 wow. So amazing. A whole more concert. More gun. More dune. Peacock singing. More means peacock. Fantastic, beautiful. Middle of the night, you get up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and drop on the roof of Gurukul or some guest house around there. It was just thunderous sounds of peacocks. Incredible. So this is the situation. So this is the Dear Pragava Nayak and this translation of this verse. She's saying, Shilpam te parichitya tapsyati grihit Yangi Krita Nasraja Ahutasmi Grihe Rajeshitur Iti Shipram Prajantyavachas Tasyashavi Na Badrayeti Vinayer Man Pramani Krita, Man Praman Nikrita. She, Krita means to do or to show. Krita. Ni means very, really showing or fully exposing or fully displaying. Nikrita. And then it's man, and then it's praman. It's man, jealous anger. Man. Man. And then it's prakrishtarena man. It means praman. It means very jealous anger and extremely jealous anger. So then, this is an example. Her speech of Bhadra speaking to Krishna is an example of her. This is her Dira, Dira Pragavaman. Oh Hari, I haven't finished my Devi Puja yet, so I cannot taste your betel nuts. She says, Devi Adya, Na Adya, Maya Archi means Archan, right? Mayarchi Teti. I haven't done my puja, my Devi puja. And then, so Nahare Tambalam Ashwaditam. So Hari, I can't taste your betel nuts. I'm sorry. Because my husband, I cannot, and you want me to taste your betel nuts? And you want me to accept your garland around my neck? That's the next shloka, next line. Actually, why can't I accept your garland? Because my husband will be very pained and unhappy on seeing your skill. I cannot hear your words because right now your mother Yashoda is calling me to her house, so I have to go quickly, saying this politely. Bhadra showed her anger. In other words, not now, Krishna. I'm busy. Bye. But I really appreciate your stopping me on the pathway in the morning, and I'm on the way to see your mother Yashoda and do some service for her because she's Brajeshri. I really appreciate you accosting me on the path and offering me. Say, come on, Sakhi. Hey, Sakhi, come on, there's a beautiful kunch nearby. Hey, Bhadra, come with me. If you come with me, I'll give you a reward. Acha? What's that reward? I'll give you the paan I'm chewing. Oh, and I'll put my garland around your neck, which is another way of saying, obviously, offering your paan means offering your intimate kisses. And when he's saying, I'll offer my mala, that's called parokshavad. Parokshavad. Vad means speech. Or talk, and paroksha means indirect. So you're implying one meaning by saying something else. Come on, accept my flower garland, which means, because flower garland is wrapped around, it hangs off your neck, which means, come on, let's go into kunja, and I'll kiss you and give you my tambul, and wrap my arms around your neck like a flower garland. Got it? Krishna's very naughty. And a very clever speaker. He's Supandita. He's Supandita. And the 64 qualities of Krishna. One is Sarva Bhashavit. Sarva Bhashavit. Vit means victorious, controlling. Bhasha. Bhasha means language or speech. And Sarva means all. Sarva Bhashavit. And he's Supandita. Supandita. Pandit. Pandit means someone who is very learned, knowing the Shastras. Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. Shastra Nipun, Shastra Vidvan. So Krishna is Supandita. He's the supreme, best pundit of all possible pundits. So he's very skillful at speaking. And I really can't accept your garland because my husband won't appreciate seeing your skill. And I can't hear your words, although you're speaking so many flattering words. You're really flattering me and buttering me up and trying to make me, you know, give up my dear aman and enter this kunj. But really, with all respects to your good self, your mother's calling me right now. So I'm going to opt for Vatsalya Ras and be the faithful daughter-in-law of your mother and run off to your mother and give up your wonderful offer and your wonderful company. So this is a Pragava Nayak. Pragava Nayak, when she's very mildly showing her anger. She's jealous. She's showing anger with Krishna because she's jealous over his activities. But she's speaking in a very polite way and also insulting Krishna at the same time. This is what Man is all about. So these are the ways of love in the transcendental realm, spiritual sky of Goloka Vrindavan, which we all hope to attain one day in our divine Sarup city, or what's say our Siddha Sarup, as Rupa Goswami calls it. Siddha Sarup, or the Siddhadeya, which is what Lord Chaitanya calls the spiritual body of the individual sadhakas or devotees, Siddha Deha. In Madhya Lila, chapter 8, Ramananda Sambhag, verse 228 and 229, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching about the sadhya and sadhana of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. The sadhya and the sadhana of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So the sadhya means the goal, and sadhana means the way of practice. So the way of practice is called sadhana. Something these are spiritual activities and practices which we do every day. They're called sadhana abhyas. Abhyas means rose kartihe. Rose, sabdin activities, shravanam kirtana vishnu smaranam, sabdin japkaro, sabdin kirtankaro, sabdin shastra swadhyaya, sabdin takarji puja, sabdin takarji darshan. Go to the temple, chant japa, read the shastras, take darshan of Krishna, and these are all activities. So Madhya Lila, chapter 8, verse 228-229, Lord Chaitanya is teaching Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is the Sambandha Acharya. Sanatana Goswami is the Sambandha Acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva Siddhanta. Sri Rupa Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Hai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yahoite Vignanash Abhishtapura Sri Rupa Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jaya. Can you turn on the light there? There's second switch from the left. Your left, yeah, got it. You're sharp. I don't know if these gentlemen know. Do they know English? You can translate.
We know English.
Oh, really? Because you can translate. You're quite smart. Would you feel more comfortable with Hindi? He can translate.
English.
You may be knowing, but Hindi is a better language. Much more ras.
Yes. Actually, I might not be do justice to the translation.
Okay, please forgive me for not knowing your language in your country. That's my stupidity. I tried seriously to learn. Radhanath Swami and I went in 1995. I lived 1 month in a place called Mussoorie. And Mussoorie is a famous hill station, but hot, that's at a level of 5,000 feet, 2,000 meters or so, Mussoorie, Parvat. But then higher than that is Landauer. Something like Landauer, a little up the mountain. Mussoorie is coming down, closer to the valley. A very cold, nice, high region. But if you go up in first gear in an ambassador, 1995 ambassador, Mafatlal's two ambassadors, he and I, Radhanath Swami and I, say so you go up the hill in first gear, and then that's about 7,000 feet, all big pine trees. That's big pine tree type, but very fragrant. There was a school there, and an old Christian church there, International Hindi Language School, very famous actually. It's in the middle of nowhere, and they're all students from Switzerland, France, Germany, England, America, all foreign students there who studied Hindi in their own countries in university. Then they came there for immersion, you know, live in a small village on top of the hill, Landauer, with all Indians, and you have to just jump into the Hindi. So Sridhar Swami and myself and Radhanath Swami stayed there together in one cottage, studying Hindi every day. But every night, Sridhar Swami was downstairs with Govind and different brahmacharis of Radhanath Swami, and the taking care of crew down there, assistants. And Radhanath Swami and I were on first floor together with my Giriraj. So every night we're supposed to study Hindi, and Radhanath Swami is telling me all stories from Kishikinda, Ramayana, Hanuman Leela, and telling me stories from the Bible and Jesus. All kinds of things. We passed the whole month this way and didn't learn any Hindi. We were supposed to stay 3 months there. So, okay, the whole summer we'd be there. We got there in May. It was snowing in May. 45 degrees in Delhi. And we got to Mussoorie. And that night, it was hot in Mussoorie. We went up there in our cottage. And we woke up and there was snow on the ground. It was like, well, I don't know, 10 degrees or something. We just left yesterday, 45, Delhi. So, oh, this is May, June, this is very good. And then after 1 month, they said, oh, you know, Radhanath, so we have to go to Bombay, emergency, this, that, blah, 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 this, that. You know, many responsibilities. So that was my attempt to learn Hindi sunk. Good course, good teaching. So we're discussing Ujjala Nilamani, about different qualities of the heroines of Radharani. And I think, can we finish this verse? And about this quality of the Dhira Pragaba Man. This Pragaba means the bold, harsh, proud heroine or lover of Krishna, like Lalita Sakhi and Chandravali. Radharani is middle road. She's called Dhira Madhya. Madhya means middle. Dhira means Dhira. Dhira means gentle. And then there's Mugdha. Mugdha is the third lowest category. She's a fresh girlfriend, fresh means young, she's tender, she's innocent, she's immature, inexperienced, and romantic activities, and we discussed them already. So we'll continue more next Sunday. We try it in the beginning of the class to go slowly through a little bit of Ujjala Nilamani, a recording that goes on in that.